Hello, Brolos. Welcome back. I'm just going to dive straight in. I feel like the pod has almost become a slight therapy space.
Are you about to lead into a story?
I am about to lead into a story.
Okay, let me stop you before you even do it.
Yes.
Because most weeks...
You're going to say, I'm going to moan about what I've told.
Yeah. So just think about the story first.
Okay.
In your head, because this then goes out. You can't complain about it next week or through the week when you start seeing clips pop up.
Mm-hmm. Or blame me.
Yeah, or even me.
If I could blame you for this story, I'd be disturbed.
Okay, what is it?
I'd be really, really disturbed if I could blame you for this story.
Okay, but so you're committing?
I'm committing to it because I just think it's just, do you know what? It's just my luck. I said my New Year's resolution, and Perry knows because he would be constantly, was to try and be more positive. But I seem to persistently have bad luck.
Okay.
So this trying to be positive stuff is just rough. Like it's a tough sell sometimes. So at the moment, my mother-in-law is staying with us, right? Heads. Love Heads. She's an absolute G, especially for the kids as well. They absolutely love it. They get to see the nan all the time. It's all positive. It's all good stuff. I did a very, very...
Disclaimer.
Chuck it. No, I just want the disclaimer to be now that I get on very well with my mother-in-law. Yeah. Anyway, the story is that I did a really, really long drive. I drove like 5.5 hours back from Manchester. It took me ages to get home. I took a couple little detours, stopped off. By the time I get in, really tired and stuff. I walk in and my wife... and mother-in-law both like, look, we know it's your favourite meal. We've made a Sunday roast, which I just want to chuck out there. Perry hates roasts. Never trust someone that hates a roast dinner. Ash, I mean, what's wrong with... I don't see what can possibly be wrong with a roast dinner.
There's a lot wrong with it.
It's a meat, potatoes, Yorkshire puds, some veg and gravy. Like, there's nothing to dislike about it.
Yeah, it's just a bit bland, but it's fine. Anyway,
bland.
Carry on.
It's a massive mix of great foods.
Yeah, that's what I'm gravy. Saying.
Yeah, but you know when people put it on their Instagram story... and it always looks like a pile of mush. Like, it just always looks terrible.
No, some people have really bad roast dinners.
No, okay, so that's the thing. There's no difference to me. When people... I've literally witnessed when someone goes on Instagram and goes, oh, that looks delicious, that roast. And they show me and I go, okay. And I've also seen someone say... that looks like the worst roast I've ever seen. And it looks the exact same.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't.
We've all seen them bad roasts, but it's obviously like a bag of frozen veg, couple of like barely cooked potatoes, some anemic pink chicken and no gravy. I'm talking like school dinner, really bad roast. We've seen them. And you're saying you don't see the difference between that and like, I'm talking like a Christmas roast.
Oh, honestly, like the roast is personal. Like, what was that noise? Okay, yeah.
That's how I feel about a roast.
Yeah, I actually understand.
Do you know what I mean?
It's all about the ratio as well. Like some people just like different things more than others. But for me, big, fluffy Yorkshire puddings.
Okay. Do you know what I like to do with the Yorkshire? Pour enough gravy in it. When I hold it enough, it splits.
It pours splits out the middle. Oh,
I'm just there.
Little gravy fountain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets.
Yeah, I like those.
Okay. Honey roasted parsnips, carrots, a nice lamb.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I don't like, by the way. Just, this is really random, and Pell might know because he knows his condiments. Is there a difference between mint sauce and mint jelly? Are they the same thing?
I actually don't know.
I didn't know mint jelly existed.
Mint jelly exists, right? It does. Sorry, yeah. I'm getting a nod in the corner.
Really?
I think you've made that up.
I think you're...
Rob, Google mint.
Stop it. I think mint jelly sounds like mint sauce that's just...
Gone a bit bad.
Gone bad?
No, I genuinely think mint jelly's a thing. I actually am curious if we
Google
that.
Can we Google...
Is mint jelly a thing?
Mint jelly. I don't think it is.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is a thing. Yeah, because so anyway. Dad has it. Dad eats it.
Really?
Yeah. But when we have Christmas, he'll be like, oh, have we got any mint jelly? And I'm like... That's mad.
Oh.
Okay, so you're having a roast.
Right, anyway.
So they make me a roast. I was like, why that's finishing up? So I just got to brown the potatoes. I was like, oh, just got to like get them crisp. I'm going to run upstairs and have a shower. Run upstairs, have a shower. I'm like, whoa, I'm getting me PJs on. Now, I've got these Transformers pyjama shorts. They are the best. I bought them from Tesco about 9 years ago now.
Have you not seen these?
I'm trying to work out where this is going, but
I know. We'll get there.
Right.
I've got these Transformers pyjama shorts, and I have had them about 9 years because me and Pell, we lived together for a little while, and I had them then. So it's longer than nine years.
If you see them now, they've got ladders in them. They're like tights.
Right.
They're past
the glory days. Right.
And they're saggy as anything.
Right.
Barely any material left.
So you know, like pyjama shorts. I mean, just chuck it out there. They're not like normal. They're not like sport shorts. They're almost like a t-shirt material.
Aren't they?
Very loose, very freeing. Me and Pell had this debate because he said to me, I was weird because if I wear pyjama shorts to bed, I'll just wear the pyjama shorts. I'm not wearing pants underneath pyjama shorts.
Who wears pants and pyjama shorts?
Okay, well, continue your story.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see where it
this
leads.
Freak Listen. Will either wear just pants or pants and pyjama shorts.
What's the point of wearing pyjama
Thank
shorts?
Thank you very much.
Okay, once again, continue with your story.
Yeah, you're probably going to see the point, actually. So I decided, no. okay, I'm going to come down and have my roast in my pyjama shorts.
Oh, no.
Anyway, whilst eating said roast, sat next to my mother-in-law and my wife, I feel a nudge from my wife. He's like, Jude, because these pyjama shorts are wider than they are long. They're very, very wide. They're very, very loose.
Like booty shorts.
And almost like booty shorts, to the extent that while I was eating my roast, my testicles were hanging out the entire time next to my mother-in-law. And when I looked down and I could just see, and it was because my legs were kind of half close, I was sat on a stool, just to see like,
They were squished together.
They're kind of like being squashed
one,
together.
One on top or like squished like next
Both
to
Both just kind of like popping out from the creaks of my leg. And I looked down, I was like, Rom, look, there's not like my nuts are hanging out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a little bit of wang as well. Like a little bit. Like a little bit. Like the whole thing's there. And obviously there's holes around. So it was kind of, you could kind of see through a little bit. It's almost like looking like an ant's nest. You could kind of see through a little bit, but then it was just poking out at the end. And well, anyway, I just had to do what I think I could do. Just finish my mouthful of potatoes and just sort of put my potatoes away. You know, spud.
Those burnt potatoes. Because he's also got the darkest balls I've ever seen. Just saying. We'll put that out there.
I don't think that needs to be put out there.
It does.
Okay.
Oh my God. I thought I'd let the world know a second. Jordan Banjo has black nuts.
Okay. That never needed to. Our mums listen to this podcast. And I do just want to apologise because obviously my mother-in-law was none the wiser. My wife was as embarrassed as I was. And I don't think she wanted to make a joke of it. So she was like, and I looked down, I was like, oh, put them away. But now she's going to know that she was eating her roast dinner next to some genitalia floating about there.
Fine. And then that's why when I was talking to Jordan about it the other day, I was like, why didn't you just have your boxers on under your shorts?
Because I was getting ready to sleep. I was going to eat my roast.
Yeah.
I was going to have my protein yogurt out of the fridge. Then I was going to go to sleep.
Okay. You're right.
Honestly, I don't know what to... I'm not quite sure what to say.
But all I'm saying is that's my luck. It's just something that would happen to me.
Right. Do you know what I mean? Let's talk about this for a minute, right? Because we all know that you wear boxer shorts that we would call pyjama shorts, right? So your underwear...
No, they're too tight. They're like... you call them cycling shorts. They're fitted.
Yeah.
My pyjama shorts, they need to be free-flowing. Yeah. They need to be like I'm wearing a sarong on the beach. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of... I want to be floaty with it. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be wearing like compression shorts.
On the beach.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
David but Beckham then circa so much... 2004.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember when he bought that? Yeah, Kane Rose in a sarong, which is mad. You get cancelled for that these days, so I wouldn't. Yeah. If I was you, Beckham, I'd watch it.
Watch it.
Watch yourself, Beckham.
Really quickly, though, just back to the shorts. Loose shorts are also long. They're not loose and short.
Not always.
No, it's because you've got the wrong size and you've had them for 9 years.
Yeah, they are. I mean? They're too big, so I'm constantly pulling them up.
They're wide.
They're really wide.
They've not even got like an elastic band. Like, they're just, they're kind of loose.
They're just like loose shorts. They're just a weird bit of material.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just really odd.
Like a small Transformers tent. I love them.
What a delightful story.
I'm just never letting them go. Yeah, but...
Thanks for that, man.
I think next time I'll wear them, if I'm going to wear them around the house, not just to sleep, I will wear pants underneath.
And of course, your mother-in-law didn't see it or know
No,
about
I didn't know. I had no idea.
But yeah. Obviously, you've said it here now.
That's fine.
So do you think it's... Do you reckon she's going to be painting the picture now, or...?
I don't think we should delve any further into that side of it.
No, I'm just thinking. Does she follow you on Instagram and stuff?
No.
Does she have Instagram?
No.
Is that for sure?
I guarantee.
Okay.
Because I'm about to smash her phone in the moment I get home now.
Because this will get round to her. This will absolutely get round to her.
Find out
some
way.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'll ever wear them shorts while she's staring with us.
No, I've got an idea. Go bin the shorts.
I can't bin the shorts.
You have to, man.
I can't.
Because they look smelly too.
Well, they don't smell. I actually wash them.
Why don't you just frame them? We could bring them in here. Yeah, look.
Probably next to the air. I would say they are as famous as the AJ shorts. Well, they mean as much to me. I think I'd rather lose the AJ shorts than the Transformers shorts.
Yeah, it's because technically they're... Once I found out they're not actually his sweaty shorts.
No, they're replicas, yeah.
They're a replica that he then... That they print the... Yeah, they're not his ones.
I always thought they looked a bit small.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Bro, they're not...
He did sign them.
Ones.
He did actually sign them. Picture evidence, there's a certificate.
But they're just brand new from like Sports Direct or something.
Certificate of authenticity in the corner.
But then if you look at the top picture, he's got a huge pile of them he's signing.
So yours is just one of many.
Oh, yeah.
It's not actually that special. Why is it hanging up?
What do you mean?
Why is it hanging up like it's really like...
It is special. It's got AJ's signature on it.
Yeah, but
where's the glove?
Yeah, but
the glove.
No, look how many he's done though.
Get the glove.
No, but I'm saying he's signed loads of random memorabilia. And
yeah, and I was one of the lucky 4,000 that got a pair.
Okay. Well, I petition that we should replace the AJ shorts with your
Transformers.
Your very loose Transformer shorts.
No way.
Why?
So I can't wear them.
Yeah, but then they'll be here for everyone to enjoy.
Nah, I want to be able
not
to wear them.
Not just his.
I want to be able to wear them.
Oh, you're boring.
I don't want to be able to wear them.
Oh, Brolos, assemble, please.
Brolos, assemble. Brothers Uncovered, assemble. Should we do the oath?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
In 3, 2. We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Right. You're saying morale's weird. You're saying morale's. It's morals.
That's 2 episodes now.
There's 2 on the trot. You said, but even when it questions our morales or sanity.
That's not it.
That wasn't me.
No, it was you. I can hear it. I know it's you. I know it's you.
It's not Sean, it's not me.
It's not him.
You're the only one.
I know his voice.
What if he's lying?
It's not me and it's not me. Him, so it's you.
This is kind of mental. Went to the garden centre the other day.
Summerhill. Love Summerhill.
One of my favourite, very expensive. I've also
yeah, Summerhill, work on that.
Absolutely. And that Top Boy.
Summer house.
Oh.
Imagine Top Boy set in a garden centre. Crazy. That's a Top Boy I'd watch.
Top Boy Summer Hill Garden Centre. Yeah, that sounds like you. Absolutely.
But I went and it's, guess what they've got out? Full displays. Christmas. Everything's Christmas now.
Good.
What? Everything is Christmas.
Good.
Already?
Yeah. And that's, I think that was 2 weeks ago now.
So like, yeah, so it's like August. Time.
We was in August and I'm not talking like they're starting to get bits out. Full displays.
I saw it.
Trees, the reindeer, all the lights, all the
mad,
shebang.
That's great. Mad.
I thought that was pretty insane. I think it's too early. I'm going to say that.
No, it's not.
It's like, you've at least got to get Halloween done before. I'm not saying Halloween's like a massive...
That's too close. Because once Halloween's done, then it's November.
No, but okay, then get closer to Halloween before it starts.
I've made no secret about this. I hate Halloween with a passion. I think it's the worst public holiday.
Because it makes you feel sick.
I can't stand... First of all, I don't know what it stems from, but you see like masks... Oh, I'll get a watery mouth talking about it now. Oh, I just want to be sick. It's the because don't around Halloween, around October time, I lose a stone at least every year. I can't eat. Pell my life.
Right. Yeah. That's the most dramatic thing I've ever heard in my life.
He can't.
I can't eat.
He doesn't like the smell. Like the PVC. PVC?
It's like latex.
Latex. That's what I'm on.
Of like masks. So see fake blood. I'd rather. 100. If someone went, oh, there's a pile of real blood there. I'd be like, okay. So, if I walked in, there was a puddle of fake blood. So I went to Cheserton 2 weeks ago. They've got something called Vampire Falls, and it's fake blood as a waterfall. Oh my God. I was dry heaving. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
So you're telling me that when we were younger, all Dad would have had to have done is put on horror films every day, and you would have lost them.
Yeah. When I was more with the obese as a teenager, if you would have just kept it Halloween central, I would have been fine. But no one thought outside the box.
That is mad.
No one thought outside the box.
No one got creative.
Do you know what George's top 2 fears are?
What?
Halloween and goths. He's got a phobia of goths.
Sorry, man. They fall into the same bracket of like the PVCE. Yeah. Like, it nearly ruined Matrix for me. You know when they go to see the Merovingian in the third one and they go to that club, Trinity goes to that
club. The French guy.
They lift doors open and there's like basically he's a gimp. It's like the gimp in the leather and he jumps up on the ceiling. I was like, I can't watch it. He ruined the trilogy of Matrix for me.
So
they're running around all gimpy.
Why? He can't go to Camden.
Do you know how upset he is? How much, like, how much do I love food?
A lot, yeah.
Love food, yeah. Absolutely love it. Every time I'm on TikTok, oh, you want to try this viral, I don't know, Yorkshire pudding, you can get a full roast of the Yorkshire pudding wrap, it's a Yorkshire burrito. I'm like, oh my God, where is it? Camden, can't go. Oh, get all loaded fries, where is it? Camden, can't go. So I turn up, there's the loaded fries and there's a gang of goths standing next to me.
So be explicit, why can't you go to Camden, especially Camden Food Market?
Boots for a start, the goth boots, the goth leather jackets, the goth collars.
Because you associate it with the smell of...
The PVC smell. And there's the market that looks sick, can't walk through the market.
Can you do me a favour?
Go on.
Why have you grouped together...
Goths
Camden,
and Halloween.
Camden, goths and gimps. Why are they in one group?
It's quite self-explanatory, really, isn't it?
You do find those things there.
Yeah. You walk down Camden, it's like a gag ball.
Yeah.
No. That's not how you describe
not a gag
Camden.
Ball, but you know what I mean? Like...
A little gag. Jude, you're revealing yourself
no,
here, mate.
Right. Well, you know I won't because I make you feel sick.
Do you have one?
No, you know I don't because I make you feel sick.
So, your first thought when you think about Camden is a little gag ball.
No, right. Don't put words in my mouth.
Or a gag ball.
No, but see, like, even like a leather jacket, if it goes past hip length, I start to feel sick of looking at it.
If it goes past hip length.
If it starts to be like a leather trench coat.
All right, then. So let's take Pell. Past his hip length, he's probably just a normal size jacket.
Because like I said, he's hips to pits.
He's hips to pits. I mean,
there's no torso to him.
So he's a long PVC jacket is a no-go.
long leather jacket. See,
what about the big platform boots?
Worst thing, guys. The worst thing makes me feel like literally I could actually like vob it. Like if my wife had it and went to kiss me, I promise you I'd throw up. Black lipstick. Oh my God.
What about like black lip liner? Is that all right?
But we've got pink lips in the middle. I can't picture that.
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
That sounds like a cartoon.
Yeah, it sounds like a super villain. Or something. Yeah, like,
Mona the Vampire.
Yeah, exactly. Like jet black lips, yeah? And then when they talk, you can see like the pink on these. Like, nah, man.
I don't know what's happened. Yeah, I don't know what's happened.
PVC, goths. This is nothing to any goths out there. Dude, I actually think the style was lit.
I think goths have got sick style.
Yeah, some of them. But I just. but I just, it's obviously we're not goths, do you know what I mean? But I just can't like, I started to get a bit edgy when he started painting his nails.
Me?
Like, yeah, if you come in with all black nails, it's going to be game over, man.
But 1 minute, you sent me a video of goths dancing.
Yeah, because that's sick when you talk about the...
And they're just like skanking out.
Yeah, that's just hilarious though.
So where do you feel with like furries?
No, they freak me out, sorry, what? Again. Do your furries. Thing. We're all within our
what
thing.
Furries?
Furries, they fall, again, I don't know why that falls into like the goth region for me. Yeah, I think it's the collars. Mean.
Whoa.
Furries are like people actually dress up in like a, do you know if you went to like a Butlins or something and there's like a comic character?
No, but they're way more realistic, the furries.
It's like a, yeah, they're like,
and they walk like they wear like little towels.
1 minute, you like you have to
flitting from point to point a bit.
Gimps, furries, goths, gag balls. I don't understand how it's all in one.
They're like these furries, look, you dress up in these. But people,
what's that got to do with goths?
Let me see.
Because you'd find, I think like you'd find.
Oh no, them ones ain't as bad. I ain't talking about them sort of furries.
Oh, okay, fine.
I ain't talking about that.
Oh, you're on about like the
the sexual ones.
The sex dogs. the sex dogs. Oh, have you seen the sex dogs? I've seen one walking around.
Honestly.
Brother, I've seen one.
I'm out of my depth here.
Have people on leads.
Sex dogs are crazy.
Yeah, man.
Sex dog, we should put that as an MBE. Sex dog for a day, because that's nuts.
We will not put that as an MBE. And I don't think the term is sex dog. I think they fall into the furry.
No, you're not. Furry's like a... Like that's you. It's like your
I'm gonna be honest. I've been calling these sex dog people furries for a long time. I've been bad mouthing furries for a long time.
Oh, fine. Furries are just like the characters, like the costumes. But anyway, you're saying they all falls into the same ish bracket.
Could I ask you a question? We were talking about garden centers, and now we're talking about.
No, it's because we were talking about garden centers and Christmas, and I said about Halloween.
I hate Halloween.
But yeah,
can't go Camden. Hate Halloween. I don't hate goths. They just make me feel a bit sick.
But let me quickly say this to you. When I go to the... when you go in the Christmas section of a garden centre, I think that's got a particular smell.
It does. So it does have a particular
surely
smell.
Surely that Christmas
But
room...
there's the joy of Christmas that sort of takes the edge off. So I can deal with it a bit.
Okay.
It doesn't look or feel gross. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you see like Fright Night, like everyone thinks like when we go to like Folk Park Fright Night, or what's the other one we go to, Tully Farm?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm screaming and stuff because I'm like just scared because people have made me jump. I'm also screaming because like, I feel physically sick.
Fine.
Do you know what I mean? Like anything like that.
You just don't
like it. Can't do it.
Well, it's funny you said that you'd embrace all the Christmas stuff being up then because everyone in my DMs, when I put it on my story and everyone was like, no, too early. Don't do
yeah,
it.
Man. I don't think
that's like Scroogey. Because genuinely, I love Christmas.
I think he's a bit Scroogey.
It's. I don't think it.
If it was up to me, I'd have Christmas all year round and feel no way about it.
Really?
All year round.
What?
I just love the feel of Christmas.
I love tomato ketchup, but not all the time.
Facts.
I could have ketchup with my stuff.
No, too much of a good thing.
No, I don't know, man.
Because it would be ruined for you.
No, it wouldn't.
Let's set as I would rather then. Christmas all year round or never again.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, really? I've had Christmas all the time, yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, Christmas all the time.
All year.
What, 1 minute? Like
all year's too much.
Christmas, like, so the feel of Christmas, yeah, but it wouldn't be the feel of Christmas without it being every now and again, so, but then never again.
I know, but then at least there's other things to celebrate.
Roast every day.
Yeah.
No, that's a positive. Oh. We've established that's a positive.
Oh, see that? And then surely that ruins a roast for you.
No, not all.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like the reheats later on. On Christmas Day, when you
fry it all up.
The sandwiches.
Yeah.
Sandwiches after, the canapés.
You're eating that all the time.
Easily.
Yeah.
No,
easily.
Man. Come on.
If I could only have one more meal, a roast is up there.
Yeah, Christmas dinner.
Guys,
Christmas dinner's
the
one. I
don't think that's an easy decision. What are you picking? I think you'd be over it very quickly.
What fermented fruit are you picking?
No, I'm just saying that I don't think I could do Christmas all year round, because I don't think, like you said, I don't think there's a Christmas then.
Yeah, it's true.
We actually know someone whose parents kept their decorations up all year round, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
On the outside of their house.
Forever.
Years. Because it takes forever to put them up.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's what I mean. Like, I'm quite happy. Like, you drive past, you'd be like, yeah, where are you? But well, I'm just past the house, it's got the Santa on top. It became like a landmark. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, but then everyone will have it. So then there is no landmarks.
Yeah, I'm just past the house with the best Santa on it.
I'm going never again, I think.
I'm going never again.
Christmas all year round for me, buddy.
No, I love swapping Christmas all year round. Yeah.
And then your kids don't even have the magic of like...
Well, they would, because I don't do presents every day. It's just Christmas decorations and this and that and all that stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I think you have to take it away.
The magic of Christmas every day.
I think there's other
things... It's like living in Disneyland.
There's other things that can be magical.
Mm.
Like what?
Summer evening walks.
Yeah.
Easter.
It's pretty Easter, fun. Lovely.
Easter. You'd have to hype up one of the other holidays.
Let's
new,
be honest.
New Year.
Easter, New Year... None of these are on the level of Christmas.
No, I know, but
come on, Christmas
you'd
make is
a new one.
Christmas is the OG. It's the one. Praise be.
It's Santa,
Dad of Lord.
Oh,
Santa! But seriously, no, man, Christmas every day.
Okay,
100%. It's time to interrogate Perry. Actually,
let's have it.
Perry, I'm not going to mess about, mate. We want to dive straight in on this one.
Yeah, you ready?
I find it easy when I close,
close your eyes and think. Would you rather your shower is so weak that you can barely get yourself wet, or so strong that you struggle to stand up?
So strong.
Would you rather have a taxi driver who sings to you for the entire journey, or a taxi driver who puts their hand on your knee for the entire journey?
Hand on the knee.
Okay.
You're a weirdo. Would you rather be caught stealing or caught committing fraud?
Stealing.
Would you rather only be able to call people or only be able to write them a poem? Oh, that's tough for you.
Write a poem.
Would you rather have to carry your biggest houseplant with you for an entire day or have to spoon it in bed for one night?
Oh, spoon it.
Yeah, the spoon it one, I think that's really easy.
I do. I've got this huge monstera in my living room. That's too big. I couldn't carry that around.
Is that the cheese plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive.
The what?
It's got like 10 huge giant
wheels
leaves
of cheese.
Now. No, the cheese plant. It's got like little holes in it.
It's called a monstera. It's a cool plant.
Sounds it.
And you get what's the elephant ears, pal?
I don't have those.
You don't have those?
No. Oh, okay. My dad had those. They were cool.
They're great.
I'd rather be in Camden at the moment.
what else did you say?
Yeah, call people or write them a poem. Did you say call?
I don't like calling people. No, yeah. write a poem.
Yeah, you still got real phobia about that,
don't
you?
Don't like calling people.
He hates calling people. Even if I ring him, he says he has to go, then answer.
I'll take a deep breath. Just get really anxious.
Really? On a phone call?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think I'd have to be on death's door before I call a doctor, which is bad.
Really?
Yeah, not a message I should get out there, but yeah, man, hate doing that. If I can talk to an AI chatbot, I pick that any day. Even have to sit on the website.
Oh, like, no, you see that?
3 hours.
Talking to an AI chat. I just want to speak to someone on the phone.
Really?
Yeah, apart from, you know, nothing. I know that super stressed, overloaded, all that. But apart from an NHS receptionist, they're the only people I don't want to speak to on the phone.
Yeah.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello. Hi, I was wondering if I could make an appointment. Yeah, are you aware it's 12 seconds past 8? Fuck off. And they put the phone down. Like, that's the energy they give.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
Really?
If you don't ring at 8 o'clock on the dot, and, you know, potentially drop kick a pension to get them out of the way, you ain't getting an appointment. And they like to let you know it as well.
Sometimes it's worth just drop kicking the pension. Just to skip queue.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man. Get it. Right. It's rough. Stealing or committing fraud.
I said I'd rather steal.
Why?
Because I do that all the time.
What do you mean?
I do it all the time. Recently, I've got into like a little thing. I've become like a bit of a shoplifter. Recently.
Wait a minute. You can't talk about this.
Yeah, apparently you can. He does it on the radio all the time.
Yeah, I do. Not like, okay, I don't go out to shoplift, but I'm saying, okay, so imagine you go to a supermarket, yeah? You do like a big food shop.
Yeah.
And you go to like a self-checkout. Those things are jarring. Like the amount of times that you beep it in and it can't recognise the weight or it can't thingy. The amount of times like, I don't know, packet of French Fancy, don't scan. I just fucking put them straight in. Just don't put them on the weigher.
But you sound like you get a kick out of it.
Because don't forget, and also, I'm buying bare stuff, man. I'm doing a whole food shop. They're not going to miss a box of, I don't know, £2 French Fancies.
No, we thought he just steals.
Like, no, you two are.
No, Ash, he steals.
No, Ash, I saw him
do it at Pano.
Yeah, man.
I saw him do it. He walked out and he was like, I didn't even pay for them.
I was like, it's so, bro, I'm telling you now, and there's a hot thing you get. And it's like, it's,
you know, I pray for the day someone goes, excuse me, because he ate a criminal. Like, he'd cry. I reckon he'd start crying.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, if he got caught, he'd start
crying.
But
I'm telling you, give it a go, man. Or like, I'll tell you what, no. Like a loose apple or something.
No,
see, I'm like when thinking. Apples are loose, bro, I'm telling you, nip one of those in your pocket.
Hell,
it's so good.
Do you know what I hate?
Wild.
There's like one of the boys in the group, Sam, yeah? If we go into a co-op, he'll walk around, yeah? If he picks up like a sandwich, crisp, and a drink, but yeah, I'll wait with you, bro. While I'm getting a few bits, he'll just start eating.
Yeah, God. Well, I can't do that.
I know what you mean.
He'll just walk around eating, and then we'll get to the end, just pay for the packets. He'll be like, there you go. I'm like, nah, that makes me scared. You literally just steal. At least he has the intention
to
pay.
Yeah, but the thing that makes it okay to me is because I don't go in for an apple and just leave with not paying the apple. Like it's always like one random thing that like doesn't scan, and it just gives me a thrill. I'm like, I'll just take it.
All right. So you just steal for convenience.
So yeah. I'm letting you know that's not okay. And you are a shoplifter.
Yeah. You're a thief.
Yeah.
You're a thief.
Okay. I might have to go to like meetings. Imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Those meetings are called prison if you carry on.
Yeah. I can't believe you steal from Tesco.
Not all the time. Just like once a month.
You're a shoplifter. All right. Move on from that very swiftly. One day it's going to come back to haunt you. You're going to get a bill one day. They're going to compile all the CCTV of you nicking French Francis.
Okay.
And you're going to have a bill for everything you've stolen.
Which will probably be about 28 quid.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill of 14 packs of French Francis.
Yeah, okay, still.
All right. Right. Now, this is the weirdest answer you gave.
Yeah.
You said you'd rather your taxi driver put his hand on your knee for the whole journey rather than sing to you.
If he sings, you could just sit in the back and put your AirPods on.
I've had taxi drivers sing to me quite like, a few times.
Not too. They probably just sing. Not
what, like yeah, serenade?
Not to me, but yeah, they're kind of driving along and they're just like doing a tune.
That happens a
I
lot.
I thought it was more comforting for the hand.
But if you have to sit in the front.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if he's in the back, he's doing a reach around, like reaching backwards.
A reach around wasn't the...
Sorry. No.
I wasn't getting a reach around in the cab. It
sorry,
was a hand on the knee.
No.
I'm not. If, to be fair, that was the option.
I'm so sick of this.
No, sorry. I meant reach back. Not. Gosh. Sorry. Apologies, fine. Man.
The reach around wasn't an option.
No.
Okay.
That's not what I meant.
Hand on
meant,
knee. You still think you're more comfortable backwards. Sitting in the front and having his hand on your knee.
Just loosely.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's squeezing you. He's not Christian Grey. He's not like...
What if it's one of those, like, you know, one of those, you know, when you like rub your fingernails along a knee, it's supposed to like turn people on, isn't it?
Jesus Christ.
It's not one of those. No, sorry, just put his hand.
Talking
on
about your cab driver.
Sorry, right? Yes, just hand on the knee. Just hand on the
think
knee.
Who used to pick us up? Like, think about who, the cab driver used to pick us up all the time. Donnie. Right, you sit there and Donnie's grabbing your leg. Or Big Mark. Or Big Mark's grabbing
Big Mark
grabbing
your leg.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
Mark.
You'd nice rather guy. Big Mark rub your leg than sing.
Okay, there's no rub. It's not a rub. You're so obsessed with a reach around that you're bringing rub into it. It's just a hand placement. It's a hand placement.
Okay, but you're picking hand placement.
Hand
sure.
placement.
Right. All right. Okay. And I know what you mean about the shower. I hate a really weak shower like when the water pressure is really bad. If someone's dribbling on you.
Yeah, just dribbling out.
I went to the Seychelles when my dad got married and I had to stay with my nan.
Yes.
Barely any running water in this house.
Oh, really?
So she had a shower, but it was like literally an old woman dribbling on you from above. Like, it was awful. And I had to wash my hair. No, not her.
Didn't
do
what?
No. That's what the shower was like. There was so little pressure. It's impossible. I'd rather just get blasted from the
top. But it says you struggle to stand up like a fireman's hose.
Yeah, I'd have to pick that. I'd have to. just brace myself.
Have you ever seen them hoses go for it?
Your wording's crazy.
No,
your wording's nuts.
I was trying to say, I've done it before. Yeah, I went and trained at like a whole little camp of firemen.
No, what I mean from music video.
I meant like I trained at a fire station, so I was there and I grabbed the hose and we turned it on. And it took a couple of us to just to keep it in place.
Yeah, nice.
If your shower is that strong. You have to choose a dribble.
Sick. Okay. So I've got...
No, just move on. Give me a response. Or something.
You and your reach around hose buddy can talk about that together, yeah. All right?
They're different people.
Different people. Oh, brilliant. We've got a would you rather from a Brolo here. Georgia says, would you rather every dream you have while sleeping becomes real or no dreams you have while sleeping ever become real?
Sorry, I'm baffed. I don't...
Yeah, I got lost.
I got lost about a third of the way through that.
So, Georgia's basically saying, have real life. So, basically, no dreams you have become real life. Yeah, you just have dreams and they're just dreams.
Okay.
No, right, I'm still confused.
Yeah.
Right, every dream you have...
What Christopher Nolan movie is this? It's mental.
Every dream you have
yes.
becomes real life.
Yes.
Or that just doesn't happen.
That can't be. I think you've misread.
Right,
that.
I'll read that. Would you rather every
don't read it again. It's going to be more confusing. Right,
shut up.
I need you to explain it in layman's terms.
Let me read
terms.
It and explain it.
Right.
Would you rather every dream you have while sleeping becomes real, or no dream you have while sleeping ever becomes real? So basically, your dreams just don't become real, or every dream you have becomes real.
Okay.
For you, I would definitely say pick the no dream you have becomes real.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you have weird dreams.
Do I?
Need I go
everyone
back
has,
into...
Everyone has weird dreams.
Though. Need I go back into Mr. Tumnus?
That was a good dream.
Well, it's the dream. I think we've told it on the pod before. Pell's asleep in the back of the cab, starts moaning, and to wake himself up goes, Mr. Tumnus! And that's how he woke himself up.
But that was
I don't
just...
know what was happening in that dream.
I already told you that was Sam from Diversity in Furry Boots.
Yeah.
And if that was real, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ever tried to run away from something in your dreams or fight
something?
Yeah,
of course. It's the worst thing in the world.
So you just can't do it.
Yeah, you can't. It's awful. Oh, I actually had a dream. This sounds really random. And I actually remember what it was. I was a kid. I was in the back of a van. I was being kept in the back of a van. And basically, the door bursts open and I dive out the back of the van. But instead of hitting the floor, I fly. And I fly away. I got out of the back of the van and I
so
flew.
So you escape whoever's kidnapped.
Yeah, no, so basically, I've been kidnapped in the back of this van and I land. And then I get back in dad's car.
Oh, so it's your dad that's kidding.
No, no, it's like I flew out the back of the van and got away, land safely in the car park, and dad's there, and I get in his car and I takes me home.
Did that happen?
Well, no, I didn't burst out of the back of the van and fly off. So
no,
obviously...
it sounds like a trauma story.
Yeah. It sounds like you've made good a trauma story. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
That's crazy. That's nuts.
Sorry, bro.
Are you all right?
Are you all right, bro?
No, but no, genuinely, I have that vivid memory. So I know this sounds silly. I remember flying, and because I'm so close to the floor, I remember the feeling of like the gravel hitting my legs and then but getting off the floor, like still managing to fly.
Oh,
yeah, wow, I remember that feeling in the dream.
I can get myself out of dreams, like control them.
Oh, yeah, because some people learn to do that.
Yeah, I can do it. I can tell you now.
Luke, you also told me that you piss yourself in your sleep.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
You don't have that much control then, or maybe you do, or you just
well, some, sometimes I can control it.
Okay.
My bladder, I mean. Yeah, sometimes I can, what like, just... if I can sense that it's getting scary,
you go, oh, this is a dream.
I'm like, this is a dream, brother, get up. And sometimes you just kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I
sometimes, I'm just like, okay, so say, I remember I had this one dream. This is really random.
What?
And it was getting scary. Do you know the orcs from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
They were all just running at me and I was running away and I thought, I need to wake up. So I just turned around, run them. I just run at them.
What would you do if in that moment, as you got close, you wasn't waking up?
Like, yeah, that is, of course, yeah, that is scary.
So I don't know if this is real or not, but real talk about dying in your dreams. When you picture a story and then you run towards the altar, you jump off a building, it's because when you're sleeping, you know, your heart rate slows down. Mm. And apparently if your heart rate slows too much, your brain needs to invent something to like kickstart you to speed it up again. So it scares you in your dreams.
Oh.
Apparently.
Snap. That's pretty cool.
So rather than just making your heart beat faster, what we'll do is invent a story of orcs chasing Perry through a dungeon. That's
what?
Mental.
It was a field.
A field.
A field.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
What was the last dream you had? So I've one a couple of days ago.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. I was in High School Musical.
It wasn't very good.
And I remember just being like in the calf, but it was so seamless because like my little girl was watching it and like she fell asleep and obviously I've fallen asleep and I was like,
well, who are you? That's so Raven. What, you're watching it on the screen? And you just like, woke up in like the baseball jacket. Like,
I woke up and I remember being like, but you know that feeling when you're on stage and you sort of like someone will be like, Ash, will you forget something? Mm. Well, I had that feeling, the panic, and I was in and they're all like, we're all in this together. And I was there and I spun out. And I was like, boom, boom, bam. And I was like in High School Musical.
That just made me want to physically be sick. I spun and I was just like boom boom bow. Like,
and I was just in High School Musical.
Honestly, it felt lit, to be fair.
That's awful.
And then I woke up. I don't even remember how it ended, but I was in it.
Wow. That is cool.
What about you guys?
I know that it was something not good. I think it was something to do with my wife cheating on me, because it was when I was on holiday and I woke up and I remember I was in a bad mood for about an hour.
Mm.
And she was like, what's wrong? And I'm not someone who got nothing. I'll be transparent. But it felt so real. I know it's not real, but it felt so real. I'm like, look, I know it's not real, but you know when you're... Well, I do know. She's not cheating on me.
How?
Well.
That's exactly...
Fingers crossed. No, but I was asleep. Oh, and you know, like in your dream, the dream was going on for ages. It wasn't like I found out and then woke up. Like, I've got the feeling of being cheated on. I'm angry. I'm switching out. Then I wake up. You feel it. So like, I was like, I've just had that feeling. It doesn't just disappear. So I was just like...
It's a dream.
I know. but it just takes a second to dissipate.
Yeah,
I've heard these stories where people wake up in a mood about what happened. Yeah, in the dream.
Yeah. No, but I'm not. I'm not like illogical enough to go, oh, I blame you. Like, I know that you haven't done anything.
But you're still in the mood.
But like, I'm not in the mood.
But you had those feelings.
I felt like angry and upset and betrayed. So it's still kind of sitting there for it. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I just need a second.
Because technically, your feelings are real.
That's what I mean. Whatever, you still feel
your body response.
You know, when you wake
response.
Up like scared and you're like, I've woke up before and I'm sweating. Like, remember I told you, right?
Yeah.
There was one time, I think I was about 14. And I hadn't gone to sleep. And I don't know, because people try and describe sleep paralysis to me. And I don't mean this is it. But I had my back to my door, facing my wall, yeah, in my mum's house when I lived at home. And I had a feeling that someone had walked up and was just standing behind me while I was asleep or trying to go to sleep. And I just, when I mean I could not move, I'm talking like not a muscle, yeah? And I just laid there sweating the entire night, too scared. I didn't want to shout. So even if I shout for you or dad or anything, the person's too close to me for you guys to get there before, so I couldn't do anything. I didn't want to move and look over to see if anyone was there because one, they might attack me, or two, I might actually see something. So I just laid there in dead silence the entire night. I didn't drift off. Like, my heart was beating the entire time until the sun came up. And then when the sun came up, I finally turned. Mental.
Well, firstly, that sounds like a classic case of sleep paralysis.
Okay, yeah. Right, cool.
And secondly, it was me.
Yeah, but the entire night.
I walked into your room and I saw you there.
Can you imagine, though? First of all, you that was the creepiest thing you've ever said, and in the way you said it. Secondly, I'm not flipping Dracula. I wasn't released by the rising of the sun. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that
right,
is Bill, sleep paralysis.
That's a classic example, yeah, but he tells a story.
No, but what I mean
and
is,
then he says he did it.
No, you said that that's a classic example of sleep paralysis, but then that means that sleep paralysis is cured by the sun.
As soon as
the sun came up, I could move. But that was just out of fear.
Fine.
So the sun gave you, like Superman, the sun gave you the strength to move.
Yeah. Okay, so why have we now he's changing it. I'm just saying.
You said a healthy dose of yellow sun.
Yeah, you said I was on my
rose,
side.
Jordan Banjo.
The sun hit me through the window and I rose.
I never said the sun hit me. I said the sun rose. I never go... Take a deep breath of the sun and roll over and just float out the bed. You know, I'm just saying that you feel like, okay, it's light now. Nothing bad can happen because it's daylight. So that's why I could move.
Sorry you experienced that.
So my point is, back to Georgia, there's no way am I picking dreams. I'd rather just never just yeah. be real
but
life.
If you've got a High School Musical one, you might want that to be reality.
So what are you picking?
Well, if based on that dream, dream's got to come true.
Okay, Perry?
I'm going to pick true just in case there's a sick one.
You're going to pick like make them come true?
Just, yeah. Just
yeah. No, thank you. Cool. I'm not running the risk. No, I might. Like, I'll end up in Camden surrounded by goths in a dream.
Yeah,
no,
true.
If you get the bell out, here we go. It's time for Ashley Banjo's massive big M.
Whoa.
Right. Who did it last time?
It was Perry. Me. I got my feet. Well, it was supposed to be a tickle for 2 minutes. He just hurt me.
No, you've been getting away way too lightly.
Yeah, you deserved that one because you needed something.
Well, not really.
I want to manifest you.
Here we go.
But I've got a feeling it won't be you.
Actually, this manifesting stuff doesn't work.
Ooh. All right, Jordan.
Okay, here we go.
Watch.
It's Jordan. It's Jordan.
I'm telling you.
It's Jordan.
I'm telling you.
Brother.
Guys, brolos.
Oh!
I need to get this on like, I need to get this on a t-shirt saying, because manifestation.
That's real. Crazy.
I'm telling you.
Where's our mystical
right,
box?
Let's get out.
This makes
I'm
me
telling
happen.
You. I'm telling you. Let's get out the box.
Here we go, George.
Right, George, you ready?
I had 1 week off. I've been doing bears, man.
Oh,
someone take one for the team.
Oh.
Someone take one for the team.
Can we do it?
Oh, I'll do it for you. Come here.
Really?
Of course not.
Right. So, let's get...
Come on.
So, God, there's not many left in it now.
I know.
God, there's not many left in it.
If you are listening or watching right now, and you've got some would you rathers, send them in to us, please, because we'll put them straight in this box. Because we are
light.
Running kind of light.
We are very light on these, yeah, so we need more. As weird and wonderful, but also let's not forget the nice ones.
Yeah,
right?
Can we do some nice ones.
Let's do some nice ones if you can. It's lovely to have a mix. Let's try and get this box full.
Yeah.
By next step.
Come on, can I just pick one, please?
Here we go. Now, Joel, do you want me to manifest you a good one or a bad one?
Can you manifest silence and just let me pick?
Ooh, Joel, be polite.
Negative attitude.
Right. Here we go. Manifest. I'm going to manifest a 9 out of 10.
I'm going to manifest an Uber and leave in a minute.
Go. Right, pick.
Let me just manifest. Come on. Ooh. I'm sorry for manifesting this.
Sure about that one?
Okay, first one. Oh, first.
I told you.
For fuck
manifestation
off.
Is real.
What is it?
Tattoo.
No! No!
Oh my God! I've already got the tattoo.
Right, now, Joel.
So I'm not doing it again.
It depends what else you get.
Yeah.
Come on.
Joel, do you want to be nice? Do you want to be nice or I'll manifest another bad one? What are you gonna say?
I'm not getting so can I just clarify? I'll have two logos. I have two Brothers Uncovered logos. I should say tattoo of what? We could get a tattoo of anything.
No, but we have to choose.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, come since on. When? Since
come on,
when?
Since MBE, Ashley Badger's MBE. Now, Jules, do you want to be nice or do I manifest another bad one? All you got to say is, Ash, you're the best, mate.
Just do it. Just, you might as well.
Okay.
You might as well.
Yeah. Eat your penis.
Oh, oh, right, here we go. Oh, here we go. Right, I'm manifesting the worst one in the box.
All right.
Come on.
Let's see.
Please be waterboarded.
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not. I'm picking, I'll pick the tattoo.
What is it?
Let the other two give you a trim. There's no.
Please! No, please! Gosh, Jordan!
Jordan! Come on, right, Jordan, the brolos want to see this.
Guys, listen to me. There is no way in hell I would let that happen.
Please.
Right, Jordan, let's be clear. It's either us giving you a trim or we're picking your toe.
So my options are either you get to pick a tattoo,
yeah,
or he gets kicked in your
haircut. And listen, the haircut is not even permanent. Of course, it's not permanent, man.
Right, but okay, it's hair, so you're not touching my beard.
Jules.
It'll just be... It'll
no,
just,
it's not
we're,
you, no.
We're doing
no.
Whatever a barber does, neck up.
No. Neck up?
Yeah. My barber sometimes does neck down, but I'm talking...
Well, you've got the same barber, so that's weird.
No, no, I'm not. I don't want you to touch my beard. No beard and no top of the hair.
Jordan.
What, come so, on. So what are we doing?
Try and do a fade.
No, that's not how it works.
This is not.
What sort of things are you thinking for a tattoo?
Beard, hair, and eyebrows are all up for.
What sort of thing are you thinking for a tattoo?
A tattoo, I'm potentially thinking a portrait.
No, I'm not sitting there for that long. It has to be something that's little.
It doesn't have to be a good portrait.
Oh. What are you picking?
Or okay, maybe the tattoo is the at. The Instagram out of the girl that wrote the Brothers Uncovered song.
What, Hannah Harris?
Hannah Harris.
With one of your favourite lines.
Yeah, yeah.
So like a quote, you have to get a quote from the song and then at Hannah Harris.
Yeah. Or just
so
a trim.
Get, what you go down on YouTube, YouTube. Yeah. At Hannah Harris. Yeah.
That's sick.
I like that.
Or
like
a trim.
Well, yeah, well, I'll get fine trim then.
You're going to let us trim you?
Well, yeah. I'm not getting Watch It Go Down on YouTube. Hannah Harris tattooed on me.
Well, it's done. We'll lock that in. Jordan Badger, thank you so much.
Oh,
so that means when you watch the next episode, we would have already done the trim. So you'll get to see it in the flesh. So maybe try it. If you're normally a listener, maybe try and watch it on YouTube instead. That'd be fun.
It's going to be great, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Like and subscribe and share this pod. We appreciate you all. See you next time. Love you.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.